All right, good. So the kids are off school. What are you going to do with them? Because they're driving you to distraction. What you're going to do is take them, if they behave, to go and see The Boss Baby, a family business.
I missed you so much.
That's my girl.
Woohoo!
You can't solve everything with money.
But you can, Tim.
You haven't changed at all. You're still a big baby.
Suck it, Ted.
You suck.
Get that passy out of my face.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt. I mean, it was a riveting conversation. But why don't you both suck it? I'm in the family business. And now you work for me.
Baby Corp developed a new formula that can turn a grown-up back into a baby in 48 hours.
You want me to be a baby again?
Baby Corp will offer a full memory wipe following this experience.
So, what's the crisis?
An evil genius is teaching kids to be very bad, bad babies.
No! Welcome to the baby revolution.
Ha-ha! We're gonna need a disguise to go undercover.
What have you done to me?
No, really? What, are we going sailing? Oh, no.
Thanks for always having my back.
You're my brother.
We always stick together because that's what families do.
We need to hurry before the formula wears off.
What the fudge?
It's the second installment in the Boss Baby franchise and the sequel to the 2017 film. Gail, what did you think of it?
I actually really enjoyed it, yeah. I have to say. It took a little time to warm up in the beginning. But then it got going, and I thought it was good fun. Because I have to say, to do a good job with such a bizarre concept, let's be honest, it's a weird
so
concept.
Strange.
But Tim and Theo, who were obviously the brothers who teamed up in the first one, they're adults now, obviously, and Tim has got children of his own.
Adults?
Yes, Tim is an adult, and so is Theo, and they've drifted apart, and then... it turns out that Tim's little toddler, no, she's not a toddler, she's about 18 months, I would guess. Mm. She actually is working for Baby Corp, and she needs help to stop an evil genius, obviously,
yep.
Voiced by Jeff Goldblum. So she turns her dad and her uncle back into babies.
Heavens
and sends
above.
Them on a mission. Oy. So it is
this
totally
is a
ridiculous
stretch.
And such fun.
This is a stretch, she says. I'll be honest, I loved the first one. And I didn't quite understand what was happening. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really know what was happening in the first one. It was a little too much for me. But I did enjoy it nonetheless. I couldn't quite work out how this kid now had a baby brother who worked for Baby Corp. It was all a little... But who cares? Because it's a kid's movie. It's not real life, SJ. Let it go. I enjoyed it. So I think I might. I would actually go and see this at the cinema. I mean, I don't think my daughter's old enough. We discussed this last week. I'm not going to... Yeah. I'm not doing that. We've decided we're not going to do that. We're not going to take I might drop her off at creche and go and watch it myself. A lot of cameos here. We've got Ariana somebody. Is it Ariana Grande who's in it?
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande was a voice. Oh, no, it's Ariana Greenblatt. I've got no idea who that is.
No.
Jeff Goldblum, of course, who we know.
Eva
Longoria, Jimmy Kimmel, and the lovely Lisa Kudrow, who I think is hilarious and marvellous in everything that she does.
Absolutely, always funny. And Alec Baldwin, of course, returns as Boss Baby, of course, and he's very funny.
He's very good, isn't he?
He is good. And James Marsden is Tim, but in Tobey Maguire voiced Tim in the other film, the first film.
Oh.
So James Marsden's taken over the voice of Tim. But
wow. I'm going to have to Google James Marsden, Gail, because I'm not quite
he
sure.
Was in, now I've gone blank, completely blank. Sorry,
no, he
everybody.
Was in. He was so have I. He was in The Notebook, it says here. Was he?
Was he in The Notebook? No, man, that's Ryan Gosling.
No, apparently he was. Well, he might have been an ex. No, he was in it. He just wasn't the main character. He was in. Oh, I'll tell you what he was in that I watched the other day. He was in Hairspray.
Yes, he was.
He was in Hairspray. Go on.
No, I'm thinking too. I can't believe, surely someone out there can remember what James Marsden's been in. And the thing is, I can see it almost tantalising.
It's a damning indictment of Marsden's career. We can't remember anything. I watched something with him in the other day. It was dreadful. Was it? No, it wasn't Peter Rabbit.
You know what? He's been in one of those Nicholas Sparks, not The Notebook, which is the best of them, but one of the other lesser Nicholas Sparks that's much more schmaltzy.
The Best of
he
Me.
He was in one of those.
The Best of Me, it was called.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, the Best of Me. He was in something that I saw the other day, which was so bad. I mean, here we go again. Because what would the movie review be without SJK absolutely trying to decimate someone's career? But he was in something in which he played himself as a normal human man, which he is. And Russell Brand provided the voice of the Easter Bunny, and I think perhaps the movie was called Easter Bunny. Was it called Hop?
I think it's called Hop. Yes, dreadful. Indeed, dreadful.
Shocking, really
so
bad.
If you're going to see animated films this weekend, don't see Hop.
See Boss Baby. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much indeed, Gail. We'll chat to you again next week. Boss Baby, the reunion this now is. The original Boss Baby coming out in 2017. I really enjoyed it. Listen, it's not necessarily going to challenge your brain, but it's for the kids. It's something to do for the kids. The Boss Baby family reunion out now.